I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 22nd. One of three men wanted in connection with a shooting in Salem last week was arrested in Quincy. 18-year-old John King Marshall was apprehended at his home at 335 Granite Street in Quincy when officers executed a search warrant Friday at 6 a.m. King Marshall was arrested without incident and will face charges in Salem. Police say he is one of the three men who opened fire on three other men on Albion Street in Salem last Monday morning as they were climbing into an Uber. No one was hurt. However, a bullet did pierce the windshield of the Uber driver's car. All three suspects fled the scene. At least one other suspect has been arrested in Boston. And police say no weapons were recovered in Quincy. King Marshall faces charges, including attempted murder. Authorities say they have broken up a major fentanyl and cocaine trafficking operation in southeastern Massachusetts with the arrest of 16 people. Search warrants were executed last week in 20 locations in the Fall River, Taunton, Falmouth, and Pembroke areas. In all, officials seized large amounts of cocaine, fentanyl, 33 guns, many rounds of ammunition, and over $109,000 in cash. More than 200 law enforcement officers were involved in the operation, which began in March of last year. An undercover trooper was able to infiltrate the operation, leading to the takedown. The suspects were arraigned in Fall River and Taunton District Courts on multiple drug and firearms violations and ordered held on a variety of bail amounts. Police say that a call for a fight led to a standoff that ultimately resulted in the arrest of two people on armed robbery charges in Braintree this past Saturday. About 11 a.m., police said they were called to a report of a fight between two to three men near the intersection of Pond and Washington Streets. When officers arrived, they found a 39-year-old Quincy man who said he'd been assaulted by two people known to him. During the attack, the victim said he was kicked, and at one point, a suspect produced a knife and took the victim's car keys and phone. Both suspects fled toward South Braintree Square. An officer investigating the incident found a person fitting the description of one of the suspects. When stopped, that person, identified as Tyler Jean Joseph, fled, but was quickly apprehended. Based on further statements, officers believe the other suspect, Stephen Durant, fled to his home on Hall Avenue. They attempted to make contact with Durant at his home, but received no response. Believing Durant was still inside, police froze the scene and applied for a search warrant. The warrant was issued several hours later. The officers again tried to contact Durant. As they entered the home, he tried to exit the third floor via an outside staircase. He was confronted by a detective and taken into custody about 8 o'clock Saturday night. 21-year-old John Joseph from Boston, 20-year-old Durant of Braintree, both facing charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, assault and battery, and armed robbery. Well, opening statements are scheduled today for the retrial of Karen Reed, the Mansfield woman accused in connection with the death of her boyfriend, the Boston police officer. Jury selection concluded on April 15th after 10 days of work over 3 weeks. 18 people were selected to serve in the case. After closing arguments, 12 will be selected to deliberate. The others will be alternates. Since her first trial, which ended in a hung jury, Reed has continued to contest the charges and expand her legal team. She now has 5 lawyers in the courtroom with her, including Victoria George, who served as an alternate juror during Reed's first trial. The prosecution is also being led by a new attorney, Hank Brennan, who was previously a member of James Whitey Bulger's defense team in 2013, was appointed as a special assistant district attorney to guide the retrial. Based on the intense ongoing interest in the case, Judge Beverly Cannone reinstated and expanded the buffer zone outside the Dedham courthouse. She said the jury from the first trial reported hearing demonstrators outside screaming and yelling during deliberations. The judge says the zone is necessary to prevent outside influence, interruption, and distraction, but protesters are challenging that order in court. The Quincy Parks Department's Environmental Treasures Program has a special event for Earth Day today. A temporary story walk display will be installed at Lebreck Field on Howes Neck. Visitors are invited to read the children's book, Dunkelflaut, A Story of Renewable Wind Power by Stephanie O'Connor and Planet Power by Stacy Clark as they walk around the park. Book pages will be mounted on posts along the quarter-mile paved path around the perimeter of Lebreck Field. The event runs today from noon to 2. There will also be crafts highlighting wind energy. The book display will remain up through the springtime. Then on Thursday, the Quincy Climate Action Network is hosting a climate workshop from 7 to 8:30 at the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center. And then this Saturday, the Neponset River Watershed Association hosting their annual cleanup from 9 a.m. to noon all along the Neponset River. Well, the Adams National Historical Park here in Quincy has events planned for this National Park Week. Today, at noon and 2 p.m., a presentation called John Adams, The Voice Heard Round the World, will be held featuring music telling the story of the second president. Then Wednesday from noon to 3, it's all about getting dressed in the 1700s, featuring historical clothing. Thursday, a program about putting quill to paper will be held from noon to 3. And then on Friday, it's Reading with a Ranger, learning all about the national parks. All of these events are being held at the National Parks Visitor Center in Quincy Center. You can visit nps.gov/Adam to register and for more information. Well, this is National Community Development Week, and here in Quincy, there are a number of events. Today at 10 a.m., the public's invited to the Wollaston Lutheran Church on Hancock Street for a cultural dance performance from the Asian American Service Association. Tomorrow, a senior luncheon is being held at 11:30 at the Howes Neck Community Center on C Street. Thursday at noon is a public service summit featuring all of the social service agencies in Quincy. And then at 4 o'clock Thursday, a celebration with Mayor Thomas Koch and Congressman Stephen Lynch. Both of those events are at the Four River Clubhouse on Nevada Road. Friday from 9:30 to 12:30, the Office of Healthy Homes will present information about their programs at the Kennedy Center. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 971 points. The NASDAQ dropping 415. The S&P fell 124. Asian stocks are trading mixed amid global skepticism about U.S. investments and President Trump's trade war. The dollar is down, the euro is down, and oil at $63 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the White Sox 4-2. They'll be hosting Seattle tonight at 6:45 p.m. And Celtics and Magic. It's game two of their playoff series at 7 o'clock at the Garden. The National Weather Service forecast for today, rain around this morning, then some sunny breaks and a high today 75, clearing tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and pleasant, high of 70. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 71. And Friday, partly sunny, high 74. Out on the water, waves 2 feet, southwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 7:38 p.m. Sunrise 5:51, sets at 7:33. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 22nd.